Daily News on Wednesday, December 9th, 2009. On the microphone, Steffi, in the studio, Yahalom. The weather forecast. Sunny with scattered clouds, temperature range between 25 degrees at night and 28 degrees during the day, northeasterly winds with 28 kilometers per hour. Here's an interview with Anneri, a volunteer who helped the Village Action Group to develop an eco-life store.
The Village Action Group noticed that a lot of their people in the area were interested in buying like water filters and solar torches after a global warming seminar, and so they thought it would be a good social enterprise to start. So for a year now, they've been working on creating like a store to sell these products, and so but they needed help like in the business development area. So when I came to volunteer, they told me about this project. So I came a month and a half ago, and I've just been working mostly here to like with the different distributors to put in these products like solar torches and water filters and CFLs and smokeless stoves. So it's been a lot of hard work, but I think we're hoping that a lot of the villagers will learn about these products and come buy it here because there's nowhere else they can buy them. The CFLs are 100, and the cheapest torch is 195, and the most expensive is 1600. And the stoves are between 950 to 1450. It's their quality products that won't get destroyed, and they have warranties, so they're priced higher because they last longer.
The shop opened on Thursday, the 26th of November, and offers a broad variety of eco-friendly products. It is located at the Village Action Group in Irumbay. Here's an excerpt of a presentation from Yuma, held on Tuesday, December 8th in the town hall. She attended a workshop on inner intelligence in Belgium and presented her experience.
Right now I'm going to talk about more of a personal experience, what I went through last 10 days, or now it's 2 weeks. I was in Brussels in a very short notice and participated in a workshop which was for the top corporate managers. So it was for me a bit of a surprise why I was taken over there. Why should be I participate in a workshop like that? And what happened after? It all started with the last governing board meeting. I was talking to Mark Luix, and I was talking to him about the social business we want to create, or we have been planning of, and I wanted to make a presentation to governing board member. And then he talked about saying, Auroville must participate in management, the future management. And he already had thought about it. He already had thought a name about it. He called it Auroville International Institute of Management. He had already met Professor Raya from Pondicherry University, head of department management, and they had already met together. And Mark was, when he was telling me, I said, but why are you telling me all that? I don't understand. He said, I'm listening to you, so you got to listen to me. And after that, he said that somebody like who has done social projects, has run business and knows management part of it, has a capacity to think in that direction, and Auroville being a kind of the place where a lot of things is getting experimented. He wanted me to be part of AIM, and it came as a surprise to me. I said, I've not been part of education.
On Wednesday, the 9th of December, there will be a German pavilion meeting. The occasion is the 20th anniversary of the fall of the wall on the 9th of November 1989, which divided Germany in East and West Germany and the world into a communist and a capitalist side. The German Pavilion presents the German movie Wir sind das Volk. The film shows the history of the last 6 years in the German Democratic Republic before the wall came down. The film starts at 5:30 p.m. at the Auroville cafeteria. The Mother. The more a mind is ignorant, the more easily it judges everything. It does not know or is incapable of understanding. The news is a reflection in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please contact aurovilleradio.org.